Hi, and welcome to WOW Talk. I'm Donna Capacity, a thriving cancer survivor.
And I'm her naturopathic doctor, Darlene Gustin. We're here to encourage, educate, and empower you on your journey to optimum wellness.
Hi, Dr. Gustin.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic.
That's great. What do we want to talk about today?
I want to talk about my favorite toy in the clinic.
Oh, do tell. What is that?
Well, I love this microscope. I have a few different health wellness testing devices on site, and also, of course, the labs that I send samples to. But I love my microscope. Absolutely love my microscope. It's a test that I do on many of my patients, not all of my patients, but anybody who has issues with cardiovascular health, immune and digestive. There is so much immediate, affordable information on a live cell microscope from just one drop of blood from your finger, and patients love it. They love to see what they look like on the inside, and the excitement for me never ends because every time I see somebody's blood, it's like I'm seeing it for the first time because I'm seeing it with them. And they get excited because we're getting the answers that they didn't get anywhere else. And it just never wears off how fun it is to experience that with patients. And in light of it being Heart Health Month, I had to go out of my way to talk about this month to explain what it is and why it's worth doing.
Okay, so well, let's start at the beginning then. When do you recommend, I guess you recommend it to almost anybody, right? Who would come into the clinic?
Anybody could have it done. Sometimes my cancer patients come in for follow-ups and they have no, sorry, my cancer survivors, of course, yes. My cancer patients as well. But with cancer survivors, we're looking for how to screen them, how to stay on top of things sooner, how to look for things that they don't feel so that we can be on top of it. And these patients have been discharged from oncology because the pathology of their cancer diagnosis is gone. The tumor has been surgically removed or radiated or chemotherapy, and their blood work that detects cancer activity is clean now. And they may have no further symptoms. And they just feel like they've been left hanging. And one of the things that I do once or twice a year is, let's look at your blood. And it's crazy how messy the blood can be and you don't feel it. So I've learned to never say never, that if somebody feels like, can I have that blood test? Of course you can. And most of the time it's my suggestion. Oh, you've come in with this condition. I know I can get some good information for you on this microscope test that medical doctors don't do. So most of the time I'm recommending it based on why the patient came in, but it's also one of my most favorite tools for prevention and especially for my cancer aftercare patients. And when have you had it done, Donna?
I had it done. It was a while ago.
Donna had it done. So I have a technician who helps, and the patient, we disinfect their finger and we prick it with a little pin, and we take one drop of blood and we put it on the microscope right in front of the patient.
Yep.
And first we look from more far away on the microscope at a lower magnification, and we're looking at your red blood cells and your white blood cells. They are your immune system. And we look at how many there are in the number. We look at their behavior. Are they sleepy? Are they overactive? We look at their shape. Have they changed shapes? Do their linings look damaged? Do they look like they have dry skin, dried cell membranes? So there's nutritional things we can see. And then we zoom in and we go close up at a higher magnification. And we see lots of debris possibly in the plasma. So the plasma is that fluid that all these little red and white blood cells swim in. And we might see things like fibrin. We might see how sticky your platelets are. And we might see nutritional things pertaining to iron, B vitamins, B12, folic acid, antioxidants, essential fatty acids. So it tells a lot of things that you'd want to know about your health. And it's very eye-opening. And also, if people are on medications, sometimes my patients are medicated on blood thinners or cholesterol-lowering medications. But when we look at the blood, it's not always fixing them all the way. So sometimes we'll see that their platelets are sticky. So if anybody Googles sticky platelets or platelet aggregation, it's a very well-known misbehavior of the blood that leads to cardiovascular disease, and it's not something you feel. And when you go to a medical doctor, they certainly count the platelets, and they usually only comment on whether the platelet count is elevated or reduced, but they don't generally check for platelet aggregation, like how sticky are they. But that is one thing that does show on the microscope, and it is something that in the research, fish oil has been very heavily researched as the benefit of taking fish oil for heart disease is that, yes, it can reduce blood pressure, it can reduce cholesterol, and it can unstick your platelets. So if someone just feels that they're not sure that they are doing everything they can for their health, this is where we find where some of those gaps are.
Wow, that is so interesting. And you can check all that out by all those things you said, the behavior of the cells, how they look, how their membranes look.
Exactly. Shape. And if there's debris in the plasma.
Sure.
The type of debris that might represent unresolved infections, the type of debris that might represent digestive problems, the type of debris that might represent increased risk of blood clots or thickening or thinning of the blood. So a lot of these things don't show up on regular lab blood work that medical doctors do. So this is just taking a step beyond to add to the information, to see more pieces of the puzzle to do a better job on your health.
That is so fascinating. And it sounds like it's very good for preventative as well as treating current conditions.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like it's very, very. Now, have you found things that are really far gone and almost like in an emergency situation by this type of thing? Or is it more long-term?
Not very often, because usually the patients that see a naturopath are having issues with chronic health, chronic conditions.
Sure.
I certainly have some patients who are very advanced in their illness, like stage 4 cancer patients or someone who has advanced blockages and is scheduled for bypass. And even if that's the situation that they're in, and if they know realistically they're booked for bypass surgery in 2 weeks, to know this information, it's still not too late to matter, because you're going to go into that surgery more stable with better recovery and lower risk of complications on surgery day because you went in healthier.
Yeah, sure.
And then it's the recovery after you have your big invasive surgery. Then people want help on recovery.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And also sometimes when we look at the microscope, a lot of the new patients, they come in, they've already been self-prescribing supplements. And they say, I'm already on garlic and vitamin D and I take fish oil. And then I look at their blood and I might find that they're not absorbing or not digesting. And I go, you're swallowing the pill, but it's not getting in. And then we can update their supplement selection and coordinate it with their prescriptions if they're on prescribed medications as well.
Yes, because I can imagine that some of those would cancel each other out or be duplicating what's going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Because supplements work too. So sometimes it's very important to get a little bit of that professional guidance to blend herbs and supplements properly with prescription medications.
Okay. That is very interesting. So how does one go about getting an appointment? Just book, would they come in to see you first and do a consultation, or can somebody just book the microscope, the micro, how do you say it? Microscopy? I don't know. Okay, how do you
Yeah,
say it?
it goes by live cell microscopy or live blood microscopy.
Okay.
So generally, when patients come to see me, I'm the one that recommends which test is worth doing.
Okay.
And that is the one that works on nutritional information, digestive information, cardiovascular, and immune. So if those are the areas of health that you're curious about or struggling with, chances are that even in the first appointment, I will explain to you what the microscope is all about and why I think you need it. And patients are perfectly happy and excited to have the test, especially when they see the kind of information we get. But there are people who operate the microscope and they're not necessarily a naturopath, and they might have a nutritionist background. So the kind of treatment plan you'd get would be just food if it's a nutritionist doing it. But as a naturopath, I take that information and coordinate it with their prescriptions, their supplements, their digestion. But depending where you live, you may find someone who is just offering this as a standalone service, live cell microscopy, because I know in Ontario that is allowed, but it's just one of the tools that we have in our clinic that's a big part of our practice.
And that you love using.
I love the microscope. I love it. You know I love it.
Well, that's really great. Is there anything else you wanted to add before we say goodbye?
I wanted to add that it is also really effective on children.
Oh.
So people who have phobias of needles, that includes adults. But when we test a 2-year-old, they don't even notice the needle.
No.
So most of that needle phobia is really more in our head, that we're expecting this big scary pain. But it's interesting. The 40-year-old dad is fainting in the chair, but the 2-year-old son didn't even notice. He was looking out the window and we just magically took this drop out of his finger and he doesn't even know. So it's great for parents who are, concerned about their child, and the child won't go to the lab to get blood work, and all the information is on the spot.
Okay.
And the other thing too, as far as retesting, we retest 1 to 3 months later, depending what we're working on.
Okay.
And in about 3 or 4 months, all of the white and red blood cells are a brand new batch. So there's a full turnover. So someone who really wanted to be 100% maintenance knowledge, every batch of new blood work. So let's say a recent cancer survivor, we might check them seasonally
Okay.
once every 3 to 4 months. And after that, when we feel that everything's good, then we do it more far apart. But if we find that people have unresolved infections, if we see things in the blood that represent bacterial, viral, fungal, parasitic things, usually when I give a supplement, we will reschedule them when one bottle of a product is consumed. Most of these products are made in a 1 month supply. And then we'll say, okay, come back in a month and we'll see if the immune system bounced back and if the signs of infection have cleared away. So that's the retesting schedule on the microscope, but fabulous for children.
Okay, that sounds great. Really great. So all ages.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And if you have any questions or comments, please send them to us. And I think that's it for today.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.